Hey everyone, I want to welcome you to this weekly bonus podcast episode of Brave by Design. This is yours truly. My name is Laura Khalil, and I am a speaker, trainer, and coach doggedly focused on helping ambitious women and allies lead with confidence, clarity, and courage. So in today's bonus episode, we are going to be discussing the secret to happiness and why what you resist persists. Let's actually break down that idea. What does that mean? What you resist persists? Well, in brief, it means that anything you're trying to avoid is going to find a way of finding you. Okay? If you try to avoid something, it's simply going to appear in a new form. So let me ground this with a really tangible example that many of us can relate to. Let's say there's someone at work who's bothering you, and it's your manager. And they just seem like such a jerk who you can't talk to, and you feel like you're always tiptoeing around them. How many of you have felt that? Because I remember when I was working full-time, I certainly had this problem. So what often happens is, you know, you might try to shift teams or change jobs because of it, because you don't want to address the conflict. And there are a few reasons we don't want to address the conflict. Maybe because you've been taught to be nice, you're afraid of what would happen if you said anything. Maybe you don't know how to get real with them. Or maybe because you're afraid to get on their bad side and you're convinced they're going to make your life miserable. So in this example, what happens? Well, you leave the old boss behind, go to a new company. Now you've got a great boss. But you're in a situation with someone from a different team or a colleague who reminds you a lot of your old manager. They're impossible to work with. They make your life miserable. And here we go again, friends. That is what is meant by the phrase, what you resist persists. So what is the solution to this? If we keep experiencing the same thing over and over in different forms, it continues to persist because we continue to resist it. Well, the solution is to face your fears. It's to see the benefits to approaching the issue with someone. See, happiness can seem so elusive. This is a billion-dollar industry focused on trying to help you be happy. So what I want to share is a simple secret to happiness. And that is, it is directly related to your ability to address conflict or challenge rather than denying, avoiding, and pushing it down. Let me repeat that. This is the secret to happiness. Your happiness is directly related to your ability to address conflict or challenges rather than denying, avoiding them, and pushing them down. If you keep doing what you've always been doing, I guarantee you, you'll keep getting what you've always gotten. So if you're unhappy with a person and you continue to rely on the scripts, the quote unquote scripts you've always used, those could be avoiding, passive aggressiveness, lashing out, I guarantee you, you will continue to get the same reaction out of different people and the different forms that it pops up in your life. So the way to deal with this is to walk towards it. And all we can do is change our reaction and response. We cannot control other people. So if you want to find happiness, and more importantly, stop being chased by the ghost of a past boss who annoyed the hell out of you, one of the most powerful things we can do is have a conversation with the person we want to avoid. This is the secret. This is the key, and it is a game changer. You have a story running in your head, but I guarantee you they have their own story that is likely completely different from your own. And wouldn't it be interesting to learn more about what they're thinking? I'm going to dive into that more in a second, but I want to take a break right now to share some news from our sponsor for today's episode. Okay, spoiler alert, I'm the sponsor for today's episode, and I want to share a little bit more about what I do. I am a speaker and trainer and working with companies that value creating a culture where employees are engaged, inspired by their work, and feel like change agents in their careers. Wouldn't that be awesome to work at an organization that valued those things? So if you'd like to learn more about bringing me into your organization or event, head on over to bravebydesign.net where you can find all the details about hiring me to come on in. All right, back to this episode. So my point was, we are wise to learn what the other person's thinking. We are wise to have a conversation with the person we want to avoid if we want to find happiness, if we want to find peace of mind, if we want to find clarity. Now, let me ground this for you in an example. I remember a couple of years ago, I did a workshop on courageous communication, one of my signature workshops, and I was explaining to the group how to have hard conversations. We were doing some role playing, and one of the guys in the group started to tell a very interesting story. He shared that he knew how much pressure his group was under to get a big project completed. And so as a manager, he was trying to run these meetings really efficiently and move quickly through the agenda items so they could just go, 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 right? He thought he was being really helpful. But what he didn't know was that his colleagues were scared of him and found his approach to be aggressive, brash, and uncaring. Like, he dominated meetings and people felt like they couldn't speak up or contribute. How many of you have felt this in a meeting? How many of you have had a manager or a colleague that you feel is railroading you? Okay. So in this example, as he's telling me this, we have two wildly different narratives. We have the manager's narrative and the employee's narrative. But neither one of them knows what the other is thinking, okay? They're just running along with a story in their own head about what's going on. So what happened here? Because this is the manager telling me this story. Well, one day an employee had the courage to go talk to him. And I want to tell you what happened in that conversation. Something really surprising happened because for the first time, he actually got feedback on his behavior. And because he is an empathetic person, which most of us are, he realized that his behavior was having unintended consequences on the team. The team was scared of him. The team felt like they couldn't speak up. And who wants to be in a meeting and who feels like a valuable member of a team when you don't feel safe to talk? Now, he took that in and he was able to receive that. And because of that, and because the last thing he wanted was for his team to be scared of him, he began to learn the best way to empower the team in those meetings. Now, that's the trait of a great leader. But if no one had talked to him, if no one had given him feedback, the staff would have continued a false narrative about his intentions, who he was as a person, what a jerk he is. But instead, by allowing that conflict to be brought to the surface, it actually formed a better connection between the manager and his team. This is why I will always tell you that conflict is really another form of connection. I would love for you to reframe the whole notion of conflict as connection. So I encourage you to stop resisting those hard conversations and to start having the courage to go have them, because often what you'll find on the other side of the conversation may surprise you. Now, there's a right way and a wrong way to have those conversations. So if you want to learn about having them, you're in luck. I want to tell you about two things. The first is I'm going to be launching a Courageous Communication Masterclass series where I'm going to teach you exactly how to have those conversations and a lot more. So if you want to learn more about that, join the Monday Mindset newsletter at the top of bravebydesign.net to be informed. Now, if you need more personalized help and you'd actually like one-on-one attention and help dealing with your conflict and how to walk through it, I've just opened up my calendar for August. So if you are ready to get unstuck and get really practical tools for how to start flexing that courage muscle, how to start speaking up, and how to have those hard but powerful conversations, you can sign up for a session with me at bravebydesign.net. As one of my clients told me after a session, he said, it was like a timing belt had been fixed. All my anxiety disappeared. You know, I love nothing more than hearing that. And that is really the point, is that everything you want is on the other side of that conversation. The happiness, the peace of mind, the feeling of clarity is all about going for it. So if you need help going for it, I'm here to help you. Friends, that is it for today. If you have enjoyed this episode, please give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. That actually really helps other people find the show. And share this episode with someone who needs this message. All right, until next week, I am so excited to share with you our Tuesday episode that is coming up with the delightful Kathy Caprino, all on closing your power gaps. If you do not know what a power gap is, you will find out on Tuesday. There are 7 of them that are keeping women behind, and she has some really, really powerful advice for women who want to advance in their careers. So remember to subscribe to Brave by Design wherever you get your podcasts. And until next Tuesday, stay brave.